Welcome back to the program here. It's Cauliflowers on the Half Shell here on radio's most nutritious talk show, Dr. Health. Radio's original health news magazine, where there is no sugar-coated information here, just the pure and natural facts you need to be a healthier person. And here to help us with our health, Christopher Marini, our first guest of the hour. Although he's not a nephrologist, I mentioned earlier that we're going to talk about National Kidney Month. He is a food innovation expert, but he has a particular mission in mind when it comes to kidney health, and we'd like to welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones today. Good morning, Christopher. How the health are you?
Hey, I'm fine. You know what? I'm ready for you now. I'm plant-tastic. Spicy enough to keep it interesting.
Oh.
I'm safe, pure, and clean enough for radio.
Okay, you better watch out because I might prescribe you a laxative. And, like maybe an Italian suppository, innuendo.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's interesting. Okay.
Anyway, hey, before we get into, foods and nutrition, because this is National Nutrition Month, it's also National Kidney Month, and that brings awareness to the shortage, kidney donors. There are thousands of people, as you know, in America on the waiting list for that. And I think we had a conversation last year that I told you that 8 years ago, my brother died of kidney failure. I offered him one of my kidneys, but he told me, hey, David, thank you, but I'd like all the parts to wear out about the same time. And I just want to, have nature take its course. You have a friend, a close or a longtime friend that has that is in need of a kidney. So tell us about that and why people need to be aware of National Kidney Month and just kidneys in general, kidney health.
Well, like you said, they're hard to come by. And through my course of getting back to class reunions and that, I met up with a friend in high school, and I didn't know that he was had this problem. And then when I learned about him, having this problem, and he and his wife reached out and told me a little bit more about it. And I got off the phone and I'm thinking, geez, what can I do, And then it occurred to me, well, maybe through a radio show and an episode keying in on CKD, chronic kidney disease, and our product, plant-based burger and items that we have, blend into that. And I want to help David Frisk is his name. If you go to our website, BahamaBurger.com, and you scroll down on the homepage and you scroll past you, and you'll get right to Dennis Frisk's link, which is the National Kidney Research link.
Okay.
And it talks about him, and I'm just want to spread awareness about the disease and how we as a company and can just possibly and other companies like us can do some good.
That's great.
People.
That's great. And, another a person that was in the news recently or not too long ago that helped spread awareness or raise the awareness level of kidney disease and kidney health in general was actress Bethany Frankel. And I think you had something on your website about that where she was diagnosed with stage 2 kidney disease. And she talks about it in a clip. And for a couple, I think it's just a 2-minute clip or something like that. But, sometimes it takes a celebrity or some high profile individual to bring awareness to a particular disease or health challenge or, condition that we have as human beings. People can just go to BahamaBurger.com and look up that information. Christopher?
They can go to BahamaBurger.com and you'll find Dennis Frisk's link if you scroll down you can connect right up and you can help spread the word. And that's what it's about.
Okay.
It's about just spreading the word of people in need. And maybe, just maybe there's somebody out there for Dennis. And I know there's a lot of people in this situation in the country. So we're just trying to trying to help how we can, where we can.
That's great for organ donation. All right. And speaking of Bahama burgers, you know, I just realized that tofu is really overrated. I mean, and it just occurred to me, I don't know why, but you know, it's a soy curd, of course. But,
I get the pun.
Okay. But now you came up, you're a pioneer in the food industry. You came up with a rice-based tofu. People think that you have to use soybeans to make tofu. I mean, you can make a lot of things with, you know, into tofu. A fava bean burger or a fava bean tofu I've had recently. But the rice is so unique, or it's advantageous health-wise because it's the least allergenic food you can eat. And so many people have food allergies. And I know our next guest, registered dietitian Valerie Goldstein, is going to be talking about the 9 top food allergens, among other things, and some of the healthiest diets that we can consume, and why she recommends your burgers as, you know, to her patients. But give us a 1-minute overview as to why you came up with it and how it's so advantageous over other plant-based burgers, if you will.
Well, being at it for over 35 years, longer than I care to remember, but, you know, in the beginning, I was focused on soy. Soy was the golden grain, darling of the industry, and with it being now genetically modified through the 90s, Big Pharma, and the number one allergen on the planet is soy with regard to food, and with regard to it affecting women's hormones, if they had some cancer along with men equally. Coming up through that, I said, you know, with these changes in the soy, we can do this better, and we can make an alternative based on rice. And that's when I got to work, and I created the base, which is risofu. It's a rice curd, and then we add back to it whatever we want to. Rice being the cleanest, rice is the least allergenic crop on the planet.
That's right.
And the rice crops of America, where we get our rice, they're not genetically modified. So it is pure. It is safe. It is clean. It's a better way to go. And risofu is the name of the world's first rice-based meat alternative to meat. We're not trying to replicate meat like other companies are. Mm-hmm. We just want to be the healthiest alternative on the planet. And rice, in my humble opinion and other people's opinions now, is achieving that.
Good.
Risofu, and I'll finish with this. Risofu is now recognized as its own food group, okay, which took over 16 years to accomplish with the Global Food FMI Institute. And so we're proud of all that. And we're just happy to be on the right side of angels, so to speak. Good for the planet, good for people. And I encourage people to go to BahamaBurger.com and scroll down, and you'll see Dennis's name, Dennis right. Frisk, and okay. maybe we can help him and others.
As a kidney donor, yeah, right. Okay, good.
As a kidney donor, yep.
That's excellent. Thank you, Christopher. And just a couple of things I wanted to add is, since you mentioned you're not into in the burger category to try and replicate beef, I think it's impossible. It's still impossible to replicate a hamburger, but fortunately, it's impossible because yours is actually better tasting and a lot better for you than a hamburger. And we'll talk more about that with Valerie Goldstein. But do you know what happens when two burgers fall in love? They live together in holy matrimony, but that won't happen with your burgers.
Oh my gosh!
I'm sorry. I know. Sometimes I get cheesy with my jokes because
I'll probably use that one way or the other. You know, I'll steal it.
I got to be careful out there though, because some people listening may have lactose intolerance. Excuse me.
There you go.
But
you got it going.
Okay. Now you mentioned soy. Yeah. I just have an article here. Seriously, it's the second most used vegetable oil in the world and the fourth most cultivated crop in the world. So, you know, no doubt that's why it's the most allergenic food crop in the world too.
Well, can I give you 15 seconds
sure,
on that?
Please.
The soy industry, with genetic modification and trying to get rid of soy, is doing exactly what the dairy industry used to do through the 50s and 60s. They wanted to get rid of their fat, so they started making all these other items and clogging people up for heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
The soy industry is putting soy isolate, soy powder,
right,
soy texture, and everything you almost,
that's right,
I won't say everything, but a lot of things you buy, from hot dogs to buns. You flip over the label, you see soy this, soy that, soy this, soy that.
So. Yeah. No, that's for sure. And, you know, I was at the, just to wrap up, oh, and by the way, I had your new Mediterranean flavor, and maybe I'll ask Valerie about that, because is that available in stores already, by the way?
We're just rolling that out.
Okay.
And a lot of the stores going through KeHE distribution,
okay,
are picking the item up, and yes, it's right, a wonderful, it's a burger with
it's delicious,
rosemary, basil. Yeah,
it's my new favorite. I had one last night on a bed of arugula and sliced avocado, and I had Bahama Bomb tomatoes. They're like cherry tomato sized tomatoes, but they're orange and they're delicious. I saw them in the stores. I thought, oh, I got to have these Bahama tomatoes with my Bahama burger, and it was delicious.
Well, come April, May, you'll be able to enjoy our meatballs, Italian-flavored meatballs.
Oh,
and
I'm there.
And a sausage patty that you can have for breakfast,
plant-based.
Dinner.
Great. Okay, well,
yep,
we'll hear more about that later in the year. Thanks so much, Christopher. And by the way, you know, just to leave you with a slice of apple pie, I don't know if you knew this, but in Jamaica, it's $2.50 for a slice of apple pie, and it's $3 in the Bahamas. And these are the pirates of the Caribbean. So I just wanted you to know. Okay.
All right.
All right. On that note, I'll let you go.
All right.
Thanks so much for being with us. Okay.
Dennis Frisk, BahamaBurger.com. Dennis Frisk, scroll down. See what we can do to help with the disease. Thanks.
As a kidney
Thanks,
donor.
David.
Thank you. There goes Christopher
Thank you,
Marini.
David.
You're very welcome. And we will be back with registered dietitian Valerie Goldstein talking more about body-friendly foods and foods that are also friendly for the planet. So stay with us here on our series of National Nutrition Month shows here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio.
What are all those bottles on your counter?
These are my supplements. Here's my multivitamins. There's my antioxidant formula. Oh, and of course, my herbal capsules.
Haven't you heard of Buried Treasure liquid nutritional supplements?
Oh, but I don't have any trouble swallowing pills.
Well, Buried Treasure liquid supplements are not just easy to swallow. They're also more bioavailable and quickly absorbed.
Really?
And more economical than buying all those separate products.
Wow.
Plus, Buried Treasure's liquid supplements taste great.
Well, all right then. I'll remember Buried Treasure.
Buried Treasure, a great-tasting, nutritious way to start your day. It's the plant-based supplement line that's good for your body and the planet. Buried Treasure is also dairy-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free. Look for Buried Treasure at your favorite health store or go to buriedtreasureln.com. That's buriedtreasureln.com.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's XLEAR.com.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Snow.
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 It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to the program. Hey, if you miss any part of the show, you can always go to drhealthradio.com after early next week, where my producer puts it on the podcast section of the website. Dr. Health Radio's website is drhealthradio.com. A mental health thought for today: your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Your choice. All right, welcome back to free-range, organic, non-GMO, antibiotic-free Health Talk Radio. We appreciate you making us a part of your weekend. In this segment of the program, Valerie Goldstein is with us. I talked about her earlier. She's a registered dietitian specializing in blood sugar management, and she's also a keto diet expert, and she joins us today to talk about, well, ways to improve your diet no matter what diet you're on, and we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones today. Good day to you, Valerie. How the health are you?
My health is doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me to share your platform.
Oh, absolutely. You know, diet books on the bookstore wall. Which is the healthiest of them all? Is it keto, cheeto, frito? I don't know. But help us enlighten us on this particular topic, because you're all about diets. I mean, you're a dietitian after all.
Yes, I think that people really need to find out what works for them best. It's not going to be healthy mm-hmm. or enjoyable to be eating foods that you don't like.
Right.
So find foods that you find are delicious and nutritious.
But you know, okay, let me take issue with that, Valerie, because so many of our foods, as you know, about 2/3 of our foods are ultra-processed foods, and the food industry has hijacked our taste buds because they're hyper-palatable. They're, you know, if you add sugar, fat, and salt to anything, you can make, you know, crap taste good, frankly. But I mean, and then there's a lot of other chemicals and flavor enhancers, and don't get me started with natural flavors, which it's so hard. It's harder to escape natural flavors than it is sugar as far as processed foods. But, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're all designed and invented. You know, you've heard of the bliss point that people, the food researchers achieve to make people addicted to their food so they come back and buy more. And, you know, of course, that's their business. I mean, it's not a conspiracy or anything. It's just the way they do business. That's their business model. But now I know that you specialize in helping to have your patients regulate their blood sugar so that it doesn't get too high or out of whack. And that's, a recipe for diabetes or hypoglycemia and a lot of other diseases. But tell us, you know, where to start. I mean, our pro-inflammatory American diet is causing so many of our health problems.
You are 100% right, because many of these health issues can be reversed or eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
if you are making the right choices. And quite frankly, that's why if you are going to eat a food that is coming from a package, you have to be able to read the labels and understand what you're eating.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And, you know, we had Christopher Marini on, you didn't hear him, but he was on a little earlier talking about National Kidney Month. And so I want you to also add, if you could, some of the best ways or the healthiest ways of eating if we want our kidneys to keep functioning as long as we do, and you know, along with the heart healthy diet and everything. Now, I know that you are a proponent of a keto diet. Do you put all your patients on a keto diet, or what's your feeling on that as far as you know, versus Mediterranean diet or other lifestyle eating habits?
Again, I think that if someone prefers to eat meat, if someone is challenged by blood sugar issues and, you know, the severity varies,
mm-hmm.
It can be a very, you know, good tool to be able to use for patients who like meat.
Uh-huh.
You know, however, other patients prefer not to eat meat. It might be a cultural reason, could be financial, could be taste preference. And for those people, they're going to have to just pick different foods. And that's why working with a dietitian, a registered dietitian, is important, because they can help you navigate all of these different areas that are more difficult than most people think in order to achieve their health goals.
Mm-hmm. And another good tip might be try not to eat anything that comes out of a package. In other words, going to the produce section or just the staples section of your supermarket, you know, the whether it's meats or the dairy department or the you know, fruits and vegetables, hopefully is the first place that people go to, and grains. One of the tips that I give over the years, and see if you agree with this as a dietitian, I tell people to eat less meats, treats, and sweets, and more grains, greens, and beans, and more the plant slant or the plant-based versus, another thing that I say is eat less eggs, more eggplant, eat less beef, more beefsteak tomatoes, and eat less chicken and more chickpeas. What's your feeling on eating more plant foods than animals?
Well, I think a keto diet, actually, when people are following that in the right way, they're eating a lot of plant foods. So there is a big misnomer where it's meat against vegetables and those things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you know, when you eliminate a food group like meats, you have to be able to consume vegetables and more in a healthy manner. You need to make sure you're making up for your B vitamins or your CoQ10,
mm-hmm.
And other types of nutrients that you will not get from plants.
Well, and also protein.
And as long as you do that, it becomes healthy.
Yeah.
And yes.
Sorry,
exactly.
Sorry to interrupt. Since you mentioned meats, you know, everybody thinks of meat as the protein source, but it's also one of the chief fat sources in our diet. And one thing I like about the Bahama Burgers, there's 17 grams of protein in each burger and each patty. And after I worked out in the gym last night, I had the new Mediterranean style burger with, I was telling Chris earlier, I had it on a bed of arugula and sliced avocados and tomatoes. And, you know, and so there's my protein source instead of meat. But, you know, vegetables have a little protein, and then I had a drink that had some protein, et cetera. But so a lot of people are so, you know, they say, I don't want to be a vegetarian. How am I going to get my protein? So what do you say to a patient like that, mm-hmm. As a dietitian?
Yeah, I actually think that the Bahama Burger is an amazing source of protein. It does have the balanced nutrients that I was had mentioned a couple of minutes ago. And and it tastes amazing. So it checks off all of the boxes. Mm-hmm. If you've gone to their website, the BahamaBurger.com website, they have chef recipe, a link to chef's recipes. And I've actually tried the quesadilla and the barbecue, Southwest barbecue bowl. And both are, I just can't get enough of it. Yeah, they're delicious.
Great, great. All right. As far as food allergens, let's talk about that before our last break of the hour, because that is, well, we could spend an hour on it, but we'll just abbreviate it. But the food allergens, and, you know, it's funny, I have this, I bought this snowman around, it's a chocolate hollow snowman I bought around Christmas. And the reason I bought it, it had a surprising label, Valerie. It said the top 9 free hollow snowman. And I'd like to think that I'm hypoallergenic, and I hope I'm not allergic to our listeners, but anyway, it's and it has on the side panel of the box egg free, gluten free, let's see, shellfish free, fish free, peanut free, and tree nut free, as well as soy free, dairy free, and sesame free. So let's talk about the main advantage to, or one of the main advantages to Bahama Burgers, besides their being so nutritious and delicious, is that they're free of all these 9 top food allergens, which so many people have a problem with, food allergies.
Right. And look, you can even take it to a different level. You don't necessarily have to be diagnosed with an allergy.
That's
you
right.
don't want to have gluten mm-hmm. or soy or dairy, because they can be inflammatory, and we want to try to reduce inflammation as much as possible, and which is another way of staying healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So, yes, all of those allergens, it's important for there are so many people, many more people than when I was going to school, even, you know, children in school where they have now these nut tables and everything like that, you know. In the United States, it's a significant concern. It affects tens of millions of people across every age, every race, every socioeconomic background.
Right.
Over 30% of our adults and more than a quarter of our children have at least one allergy.
Is that right? Food related, yes. You mean? Okay. Wow.
Yes, yes. One food-related allergy. So we're talking about a big chunk of the population, and this burger then allows people with allergies to be able to consume a variety of foods, and unlike, you know, some of the other options out there.
Yeah, no, that's good advice indeed. And, you know, as you know, speaking of burgers, you know, everybody thinks of hamburgers, of course. And as a dietitian, you know, there are so many drive-through restaurants. I mean, it's on every corner of practically every city in America, a drive-through outlet or establishment. And I was thinking, how about a jog-through restaurant, or at least a walk-through restaurant? Because, I mean, you know, at least you're burning a few extra calories before you get the order, right? I can't think of any. Can you think of anything more sedentary or lazy than driving up to a fast food outlet, ordering a meal, and then that, of course, has an excess of calories, fat, sugar, and other processed food ingredients, and then just sitting there on your fat ass, or, excuse me, butt, until the order arrives. I mean, it's you know, it's a typical American way of life, but it's not a healthy way of life, that's for sure. Hey, Valerie, we need to take one last break of the hour. When we come back, I want to ask you, you have an article on your website, Can a Poor Diet Make You Blind? And yes, it can. We'll tell you how, or Valerie will give you some advice on that when we come back here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio. If you're just joining us, Valerie Goldstein's my guest, registered dietitian. We're talking about body and planet friendly foods for better health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Psst. Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, give in to your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
No. The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Hey, honey, what's for dinner?
We're having burgers.
Ooh, you know how much I love those juicy, savory, satisfying all-meat burgers you make.
Well, I didn't exactly make these. They're Bahama burgers, a rice-based meat alternative to hamburgers.
What? You know we've tried those dry and rubbery plant-based burgers in the past. And with some of those ingredients they use, we might as well be eating a fast food meal.
Would you just try it?
Okay. Wow, this Bahama burger rocks. How do they make it so juicy and flavorful? It's beyond belief.
Yeah, and besides Bahama burger's great taste, it's high in protein and contains none of the top 9 food allergens.
All right, let's have Bahama burgers on the menu every weekend.
Look for Bahama Burgers in the frozen food section of your favorite health store. Or for more information, go to BahamaBurger.com. That's BahamaBurger.com.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. It's the cure for the common radio show. David Snow on your radio. Thanks for staying with us here. If you miss any part of the show, our show is rebroadcast on the station you're listening to right now. Later today, just check the local listings on drhealthradio.com. You'll see all the stations that we broadcast in. All right. We are continuing our conversation with Valerie Goldstein, registered dietitian, talking about body and planet-based foods for better health. Okay, let's talk about, you have an article which intrigued me, Valerie, on your website, Can a Poor Diet Make You Blind? And yes, it can. You talk about different individuals that were on a processed food diet developing various vitamin deficiencies that caused blindness in the patients that were experiencing that just from their diet alone. And so people, they just don't connect the, oh, well, my diet has nothing to do with my eyes, or does it? I mean, tell us, just give us a synopsis of that particular article.
Yes, sure. In most cases, they are eating a very, very, actually, there's a huge lack of variety. Mm-hmm. They're eating 2 or 3 foods and nothing else. Your body needs vitamins and minerals. It does need protein and a whole host of other nutrients in order for it to function properly. If you do not fuel your body will not function. And, you know, Bahama Burger really does have 5 amazing attributes that that make me want to recommend this product. You know, number one, it tastes good. Number two, the ingredients. It's a healthy rice alternative mm-hmm. to animal or soy. The ingredients, there are 2 plant superfoods that are foundations to this spectacular creation, if that's what you want to call it. Black rice, which is a good source of protein, fiber, iron.
Love it.
Important mm-hmm. for, yeah, and antioxidants, and wild rice, which is interesting in that it is a gluten-free aquatic grass seed rather than a grain.
That's right.
So you know, and it is the main reason behind the 410 milligrams of omega-3 found in the product. So,
which, by the way, you won't find in any other plant-based burger.
No, you know, you will not.
To that amount.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it also helps, I'm sure you've spoken about this, it helps with your omega-3, omega-6 balance. You need to keep those two in balance to avoid inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you're trying to lose weight, it's a great product because burger is about 200 calories. So even if you're on a very low calorie diet, you can eat two of them if you like them.
I have. A double burger. And it's not like a double cheeseburger in a fast food restaurant. It's like 1,000 or 1,200 calories, 1,500, whatever, you know. And like you said, it's not as calorie dense, but a lot more nutrient dense. And also, isn't an important, mm-hmm. Valerie, on what it does not contain? There's no cholesterol, no harmful bacteria that you, you know, E. coli, et cetera, you'd get in beef, hormones, antibiotics, and it's much more environmentally friendly.
It's not sprayed with the glyphosate. Like some of these genetically modified products the plant-based, mm-hmm. the other plant-based burgers have that. So, you know, and you can also even say since the topic in this month is National Kidney Month, that because it has this great, it is a great source of plant-based protein and mm-hmm. it supports good kidney health. Researchers have actually looked at the data for over 1,000 people with chronic kidney disease, and they found that for people with kidney disease, with every 33% increase in plant protein intake, there was a 23% lower risk of death.
Really?
So wow. You might even say that the Bahama Burger is a lifesaver.
Interesting. Okay, and then also, you know, since it's well, it's March 14th, just a few days away from Valentine's, 1 month behind St. Patrick's Day. St. Patty's mm-hmm. Day is on Tuesday when everybody wears green. But don't you think that we should also eat green? And to that effect, I came across this study. This was from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They measured urinary potassium levels subjects with the highest potassium intakes had a higher percentage of lean muscle tissue, while those with lower potassium levels had significantly less muscle mass. And, you know, attention bodybuilders and all the macho men that are eating a meat-centric diet, you know, why is potassium so important? It protects you from losing muscle. The typical American diet is so rich in these acid-forming foods, the meats and cereals, that over time, they disrupt the body's natural acid-base balance, as you know. And it's interesting, mm-hmm. too, one-third of vegetables consumed in the United States are in the form of French fries, potato chips, and iceberg lettuce. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. folks, but a leaf of light iceberg lettuce in your burger does not qualify as a serving of vegetables. Sorry.
Agreed. That we agree on.
Okay. So color is key. More greens in your diet. Don't do a white diet, you know, white bread, white rice, you know, the sugary cereals, mashed potatoes, French
all
fries.
All the colors.
Yes.
All the colors are important.
Yeah, yeah.
Phytonutrients is what you're looking for longevity and health span.
But, you know, there's one green food that I advise my listeners against ever eating. Do you know what it is? I'll give you a hint. It's a green bean. It's a particular green bean.
No, I don't.
Green jelly beans. But other than that, all the other beans are good. let's shift from beans to vegetables. Well, you know, legumes to vegetables. What's another name for a hot vegetable smoothie? Let's see if I can stump you there. Hot vegetable smoothie.
Vegetable.
You know, it's a common name, and it's served in restaurants all the time. It's otherwise known as soup. You think about it, you know, hot vegetable smoothie. They usually puree the soup, right? You know, whether it's a cream of tomato or, you know, a lot of other varieties of soups. Anyway, okay, we just have a minute or two left, and I want you to give your website, which I really, by the way, like the name of your website, eatingtofuelhealth.com, because people forget what the most important reason is to eat. You know, why do you eat? To fuel the body. And, well, you know, it's just so important. And so, because people eat for emotional reasons or as a substitute for sex or love or, you know, the 100 other reasons. But anyway, give us your website, and can people contact you directly? Do you do telemedicine or consultations over the internet?
Yes, that's where I do most of my business.
Okay.
My practice is over the is virtual telehealth, and my website is eatingtofuelhealth.com.
All right, eatingtofuelhealth.com, and then just to reiterate, the Bahama Burgers website is just easybahamaburger.com. For both the kidney donor information that Christopher was talking about earlier, and then for all the burger information that you were talking about as far as having, you know, one of the most nutritious burgers on the market for sure. And
yes. And yeah, what's great is they're coming out with a sausage and a meatball. So there'll be more versatility in what they can do. And so let's try to get a kidney for Dennis.
Yeah. And that's, you can go to the bahamaburger.com. Information is on that website as well. Thank you so much, Valerie Goldstein, for being with us. I appreciate you being there, and invite you back anytime.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
You
Enjoy
too.
St. Patty's Day. Eat your greens.
Yes, indeed. You too. All right. That's it for the show. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, thank you for joining us. I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.